Hi, I'm Christina Compe. I'm a Principal Program Manager with the Azure App Service.
Hello, everyone. My name is Stella Lin. I'm the Senior Product Manager for App Service.
And we're here today to talk to you about the App Service Environment. The App Service Environment is a capability that allows you to host your apps in network isolation and gives you a number of scenarios that you don't have available in the multi-tenant app service.
Well, Christina, let's step back and tell us more. First of all, what is App Service in the first place?
Sure. The Azure App Service is a PaaS service that allows you to host your applications at scale across the entire planet in Microsoft's clouds. And it has a large number of features in it that enable rapid development and lift and shift of your apps from on-premise into the public cloud. It comes complete with sub-features such as web apps, which would be HTML documents returned from HTTP request, API apps, which are HTTP applications that do not return an HTML document, mobile applications, which are device-oriented applications, and of course, Functions, which is a new serverless offering that we've been happy to get out the door this year.
Yes, it looks like that we have a lot of variety of apps that our customer can build on top of App Service. So I heard that we're actually hosting over a million of external applications and websites. That's a huge number of like sites and apps and millions and billions of hits every month. Yeah, so I'm very proud of it. And I know a lot of customers are building like not only like e-commerce apps, digital marketing apps, or like LLB apps that which are hosting in this case, the App Service environment. So now Right. I'm very excited. Let's talk about App Service in the first place as well.
Sure. So to know more about, you know, the different types of applications that you would host, you need to know a little bit more about the three different deployment models, primary deployment models for the Azure App Service. So there's the multi-tenant app service, which is hosted in Microsoft's networks. And there's multiple tenants in the same system, shared network, but we keep your applications in total secure isolation from each other. Right. But you don't have the ability to lock it into your own network because, you know, you're in a multi-tenant network at this
yes.
point. And then the App Service Environment, which is a deployment of the Azure App Service, directly into a subnet in the customer's virtual network. And that gives you the ability to do things such as host line of business applications on a private IP address, or to scale to greater sizes because we have greater access to virtual machines, and a number of other deployment models that you can use it for. And then there's Azure Stack. And Azure Stack is a deployment of the App Service into your on-premise Azure Stack deployment. And that is a very powerful capability in itself.
Yeah, it looks like the difference between, keep me honest here.
Sure.
Looks like the difference between the multi-tenant and app service environment is that you can host your, basically it's a private PaaS environment in your cloud and in Azure Virtual Network in this case.
Sure.
And it seems that like a lot of LLB apps, which you will kind of lock down your app and almost like, I heard customers saying that it's almost like a stamp of their compliance using app service environment. And tell me more about the difference here, like which one
So the multi-tenant app service is great when you have an application that you can host in a public-facing internet service.
Yes.
The app service environment caters to the needs where you want to have endpoints under tight control, where you want to lock down the network access. In the case of an Azure Virtual Network, that could mean you restrict access with things like network security groups, or you can do things such as use the internal load balancer deployment of the app service environment, and that lets you have total isolation. You can also couple your apps with WAF devices if you use an ACE, and that enables you to have greater application security than you can otherwise in the multi-tenant.
Great. Tell me more, like, would you not be able to lock down your app with multi-tenant before?
You can lock down to a degree, right?
You
can do IP filtering, you can integrate with an application gateway,
you can,
but the thing is that the public stamps, the multi-tenant stamps have, or environments have public endpoints for them. And they're shared public endpoints.
Yeah, so external world can see your apps, they can access to it.
Your apps are in public DNS,
yes.
The endpoints are public. There's a lot of security around the service, but you can't do things such as use network security groups to restrict access to the IPs for your apps.
Yeah.
But with an ACE, an app service environment, you can totally do that.
Yeah.
So
it looks like our app service environment is when you need more power, more scale, and more security for your apps.
That's right.
Sure. You briefly alluded to it. It seems that we can also talk about the virtual network, how it works for app service environment, and
Right. So the key component to the app service environment is the fact that it deploys inside an Azure Virtual Network.
Yep.
And so with the Azure Virtual Network, you get the ability to control access to the endpoints for your apps. Noted that before.
Yep.
It gives you greater security, which helps with internal compliance needs, as well as any sort of marketing needs you might have on how you expose your apps to the internet.
Got it. It's almost like you can put your front end in a public environment versus your back end systems or APIs that you want to kind of host in a private environment. That might be a good fit as well.
That's true. But you can also use the app service environment to host both your front end applications and your back end applications. And we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. It seems to be a nice transition that I know you're going to share some of the best practices of our deployment styles.
Right. So just to reiterate what the app service environment is. It is a deployment to the Azure App Service inside a customer's Azure Virtual Network. And it gives you the access, it gives you isolation, greater scale, et cetera. So it's important to draw the distinction that we're talking an Azure Virtual Network. This isn't a capability to deploy the app service in an arbitrary network anywhere.
Yeah.
It's only for deploying in an Azure Virtual Network.
Yeah.
And because this is a PaaS service, Microsoft manages the system. And you guys get, customers get to use it.
Yeah, sure.
So let's dive into some of the deployment model types. So the basic model that people build out of the box is an external app service environment.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a case where the public endpoint or the endpoint for your apps is a public IP address, which is similar to what you've got with the multi-tenant in that regard.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you can do things such as assign an IP address to an individual application and use network security groups to lock it down so that you could essentially build two-tier applications with one end facing the internet and the other part securely locked down with an app with network security groups.
Yeah, while the customer can always enjoy all the PaaS capability the app service like kind of bring to the table, like the CI/CD integration, like say very good developer experience, like connection with the IDEs, and all the developer productivity is still available for customers. And I know that we have done a great deal of improvements in terms of creation of ACE as well. The experience is super simple. I know this is the always almost like a basic model for the ACE, but it's a good start.
Right.
The deployment
so
model.
If you're creating an app service environment, we allow you to create it two different ways.
Yeah.
Well, three if you count templates.
Yeah.
You can create it in the portal, though, while you're creating your app.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have one already in the region you want to deploy to, you can create an app service environment as part of it. And if you do that, you're creating one of these where you have an external endpoint.
Yeah.
You can also go through a standalone model where you can create, again, a ACE with an external endpoint, or you can create one with an internal endpoint.
Yep. And I believe we see a lot of use cases of the endpoint being the internal, load balanced, and seeing the customer feel that's a little bit more secure and private for them.
Right. So if you wanted to host something like a internal expense application.
Yeah, that's a great example.
Right, because that's not something you want on a public IP address, right?
Or HR system, the like people's records, like their PIIs and everything.
Or sales system, or you name it. There's a number of these things, and you don't want to put that with a public IP address, right?
Yeah.
It would give people would be a little concerned over that.
Yeah.
Right. So with the app service environment, there's a variant deployment model where you can deploy with an internal load balancer, ILB.
Yeah.
So in this case, if you were connected from your on-premises network to your Azure Virtual Network, then you could consider the Azure Virtual Network at that point an extension of your on-premises network. And if it's an extension of your on-premises network and you're hosting your apps inside this app service environment with a private IP address, then you're essentially that's a line of business application. It's just the same as if you had hosted it inside your own data center internally.
I heard someone saying that you can almost, like, just because of the scalability of app service environment, that you can, the V2, you can actually scale up to 100 VMs instances. Yes, and customers are just hosting their mini IT system inside a LB app, and then at the same time, they can actually have access to their on-prem resources, like their SAP or any kind of the on-prem resources. So it's a very good kind of like the support for their backend like a line of business system.
That's true. Yep. Very good, Stella. So yeah, this is a very powerful technique that makes the public cloud or Microsoft's Azure cloud far more usable by
practical
customers.
Practical for our customers.
Practical. Because not only do you host now your internet facing applications, you can host your internal facing applications.
Exactly.
Which is huge.
Yes.
So, and it's a PaaS service, which again, PaaS services just make your life a whole lot easier than building it all from scratch.
You don't have to manage the infrastructure, patching, like server management, everything. We take care for you.
Right.
But you can still have a very private lockdown environment for a system.
Right.
Yeah.
So another way you can go with the ILB ACE is to front it with a WAF device. So
that's huge.
The WAF device is a web application firewall. So this is, if you're not familiar with it, it is a server component that allows you to do things such as DDoS protection, URI filtering, prevent SQL injection. It's a great security measure that most enterprises use to protect especially their marketplace applications or banking applications, et cetera.
Yep.
And so if you're using an ILB ACE, because the endpoint for your apps is totally isolated and locked down inside your Azure Virtual Network,
that
means you've got as good security as it's going to get.
Sometimes I heard that the firewall is just a regulation, a compliance requirement for a lot of industry, like finance or whatever. So that's kind of giving that option to our customers, actually helping them to meet the compliance need. Like I said, like a stamp of compliance for our customers.
That's true. I mean, I work with a lot of customers that would not be able to move to the cloud if it wasn't for the app service environment.
Yep.
So it basically opens the door to going through the security gates that a lot of companies have built up over the years to protect themselves. And that's great. And it's great that we have some way, to make them feel good about moving into Azure.
Great.
Another thing you can do with the ILB ACE with the WAF, going to the two-tier model, is you are only exposing the apps to the internet that you want to. Mm-hmm. So one of the great things you get with the ILB ACE is you host not only your front-end applications, but you could also host those back-end applications that talk to secure data sources. Let's say that this virtual network was integrated on-premises over ExpressRoute. Then you could, for example, have a web layer that talks to an API app that talks to an SAP system in the back-end or however you want to build it.
Yeah.
So very powerful.
Yep.
So another way to go, and this is
a global scale,
right?
With the traffic manager there.
In this case, it's using traffic manager, but we've had customers use any number of other load balancing techniques. It's based off whatever the customer need is.
Yep.
This isn't like it only works this way.
And this almost like seems to mimic a kind of like global company structure. They have a central like corporate, and then they have their branch office so that they can also host a very private environment. But I'm stealing the thunder here.
I love your enthusiasm. So it's very important to note that while we are geographically distributed, we are worldwide, a lot of companies still work within certain geo zones. For example, in the United States.
Yep.
And so if you wanted to minimize front-end latency to your customers, so you could set up
the
deployments on the East Coast and the West Coast.
Yes.
We've also got stuff in North US, South US. So if
Europe,
you wanted to,
Right,
or if you wanted to cover Europe, you've got, again, the cardinal points, and you can deploy, your apps as you see fit.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful capability that lets you host at scale with security and isolation.
And low latency.
And low latency.
Yes.
Well, distributing it definitely lowers the latency, definitely.
Yep.
So the app service environment, we recently put out an update to it, and it's using very powerful virtual machines under the covers, but because it's a PaaS service, customers don't directly log in and use the machines directly. They're using the service.
Yep.
But they come in, we have three different flavors or sizes.
Yep.
We've got a 1-core, a 2-core, and a 4-core.
Yeah.
And the scale is 3.5 gigs, 7, and 14. So these sizes should accommodate almost any reasonable web application. If you're using more than 14 gig in your app, you're probably doing it a little off. You might want to use something like a cache service, like Redis Cache, or use tables or queues or CDN. Like,
with 4-core, 14 gigabyte RAM, and 100 instances, I feel like it's very hard to outgrow.
That's pretty beastly powerful. So we're using the new DB2 workers that I noted earlier. They have SSDs and the fast CPUs.
Yeah.
The system, the app service environment, V2, just like V1, it's a single tenant system.
Yeah.
So you only expose it internally to who you want to use it.
Yeah, so it's basically single tenant, meaning like you own your own tenant and you are not sharing the environment with others. That's the
not
private.
Unless you want to. Yeah.
Well, like there's different scenario if you want to work with multi-tenant, but this case, if you have your own tenant, you can put more apps in it, or you just have one app, gigantic app in one tenant, right?
Sure, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can scale in an app service environment, you could scale up to 100 app service plan instances.
Yeah.
Now, what those are when you create your app, it's always created inside an app service plan.
Yeah.
App service plan, you could think of it like a server provisioning profile.
Yeah.
And so when you scale your app, you're actually scaling the app service plan. So if I had 3 apps in my app service plan, then each of those 3 apps would be scaled for every instance I scaled my app service plan.
Got it.
So within an app service environment, you can have 100 total app service plan instances, whether it's one plan, or 100 plans with one instance, or and you don't have to use all 100. You can use some smaller amount. So the terabyte of storage you get is for use across the entire app service environment. So it'd be used by all the app service plans that are used in that ACE.
Lot of storage.
That is a lot of storage. I would still recommend use CDNs, though, if you're going to host a lot of image data. You should be careful about using them.
But. Yeah.
Cool. And so, real quick bit of demo here.
Great. Let us show us some of the in-product experience.
Right. So what we've got here is the Azure portal, and we're looking at an app service environment. And this app service environment gives you access to this particular one happens to be an ILB ACE. So
Great.
It has an internal endpoint.
Yep.
And so if you were to access the apps on it, you have to set up your own certificates and DNS. It's not on the internet, right? There's a little bit more overhead, but this is actually a feature because then you're out of the public eye.
Yeah.
This is for total isolation.
Yeah, yeah. It's designed that way.
Right. And so we give you access to, we give you the ability to set the certificate for SSL on the front ends. You also have access, of course, to the information that's tied to the system.
Yep.
And then going into the scaling on your app service plans, just to touch on that. You can see, of course, the apps in the app service plans that are in your ACE because, hey, if you're managing it, you should kind of know. So the way this works is if I was to scale my app service plan, then it's going to, the system will automatically scale based on what I've already set.
So there's
There's already a scale operation in progress on this one, which is another reason I picked this one.
Yep.
So you can get that information, see that feedback. This isn't the plan that's actually scaling. So it lets you know that the entire ACE is scaling.
Yeah, scaling is super easy. It's a slider versus like you don't have to kind of manage your DNS, and you don't have to kind of warm up your VM, and then we'll take care of all of them for you.
Right. This isn't like managing VMs where you have to then manage it in a load balancer or something else. Right.
Everything is building with the PaaS service.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have access to all of the features that the app service provides.
Yeah.
So
and this is scale out, and then we have scale up as well in case you want to have more core or RAM in this case, right?
Right. If you wanted to change the size, you could scale up or down as appropriate amongst those 3 different sizes.
Yep.
So that's in a nutshell a quick overview on the app service environment. But if you want to learn more about it,
we I was about to say like I'm almost eager to get started, and this is a very powerful offering from us, and I do want to leave some good documentation to our customers so that they can kind of like get started quickly.
We've got a lot of documentation.
Yeah.
The easiest way to start is either with the intro or with the README. The README will give you access to list all the different documents that are tied to the app service environment.
Great.
But then if you were looking for the introduction, then of course we've got the what is an app service environment,
great,
which goes through a lot of what we just said, and it gives you links out to the different sections.
And I know that we have a couple of very easy to use tutorials for people to follow through as well, right?
Right, we've got a number of tutorials that help get you started, especially around the creation of your ACE and creating the apps and then setting up an ILB ACE,
yeah,
and managing network constraints and stuff like that. And we're gonna continue to grow it because the app service environment is very important component for the app service team.
Sure. So for Azure, even
for Azure,
to allow,
yeah,
customers, sure, to run their apps in private PaaS environment in the cloud.
It's
a huge,
true,
thing, and with a lot of lockdown and compliance, a stamp of compliance, and a lot of going on here.
To learn more about the app service environment, you can go to docs.microsoft.com and search for the app service environment. We've got information on a README document, as well as we've got an introduction and many other walkthroughs.
We look forward to see what you're building with App Service and App Service Environment. Thank you.
Thank you for watching. Bye.